This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the Mahakumbh as a Mahayagya of unity. He said India is proud of its heritage and is treading forward with a new energy. Mr. Modi penned down these thoughts in a blog shared today. The Prime Minister said the success of the Mahakumbh is a subject of study for modern management professionals, planning and policy experts. He asserted that nowhere in the world there is any parallel example of this scale. The Prime Minister emphasized that the world watched in wonder how crores of people gathered at Prayagraj at the banks of the confluence of rivers. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that more than 16,000 trains were operated for the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Addressing the media at Prayagraj Junction, Mr. Vaishnav said around 4 crore 50 lakh passengers commuted in and out of Prayagraj through trains. He informed that the railways had worked on this for the past 2.5 years and invested around 5,000 crore rupees.
Shri Narendra Modi ji ko unke netritva mein itna jabardast ayojan hua, main dhanyavad dena chahunga maanye Mukhyamantri Shri Yogi Adityanath ji ko. इतना अच्छा इसमें आयोजन हुआ मैं साथ ही धन्यवाद देना चाहूंगा बिहार और मध्य प्रदेश के माननीय मुख्यमंत्रियों को भी सबके सहयोग से रेलवे ने सबका एक साथ मिलकर एक बहुत क्लोज कोऑर्डिनेशन के साथ काम हुआ और उस क्लोज कोऑर्डिनेशन के कारण जहां हमने 13,000 ट्रेन्स की प्लानिंग की थी 16,000 से ज्यादा ट्रेन्स चलाई करीब 4.5 से 5 करोड़ के आसपास श्रद्धालुओं को लेके इसमें संगम में और महाकुंभ के दर्शन के लिए ला पाए
External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jayashankar called on President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen this evening. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said he appreciates her thoughts on re-energizing India's engagement with Europe. He said the wide-ranging participation of Indian ministers and EU College of Commissioners during this visit stands testimony to the importance placed on deeper India-EU ties. President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen arrived in New Delhi today for the first visit of EU College of Commissioners to India. Union Minister Anupriya Patel received the visiting dignitary at the airport. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with the President of the European Commission tomorrow. Our correspondent reports that 22 of the 27 EU commissioners are on a 2-day visit to India. This is the first ever visit of the EU College of Commissioners together to India and the first visit outside of Europe by the new College of Commissioners that took office in December last year. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today hailed the contribution of social reformer Nanaji Deshmukh, saying some people leave a lasting impact and become the reason for the change of an era. Mr. Shah was addressing a program in Satna, Madhya Pradesh to pay tributes to Deshmukh on his 15th death anniversary. Recalling his contribution in the field of art, politics, industry and the service sector, Mr. Shah said he left an indelible impact in all these areas. In Bihar, 7 new ministers who were inducted in Nitish Kumar-led cabinet have been allocated the portfolios. Sanjay Sarogi will be the new Revenue and Land Reforms Minister. Dr. Sunil Kumar will look after environment, forest and climate change. And Jibesh Kumar will hold the charge of Urban Development and Housing Department. U.S. President Donald Trump has introduced a new gold card initiative aiming to attract top international talent, particularly from India. The initiative will allow foreign nationals, including graduates from prestigious U.S. universities such as Harvard and Stanford, to live and work in the U.S. in exchange for a $5 million fee. The plan unveiled by Trump offers wealthy foreigners a pathway to U.S. citizenship. Under the new initiative, individuals who qualify could potentially receive the right to work in the U.S. and later obtain citizenship. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, the match between hosts Pakistan and Bangladesh at the Rawalpindi Cricket Stadium has been called off without a single ball being bowled due to incessant rain. Hosting an ICC tournament for the first time in 29 years, Pakistan thus ended the disastrous campaign without registering a single victory. Bangladesh too concluded the journey without a win. Met Department has issued orange alerts for rainfall and snowfall over Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh for the next 2 days. Yellow alerts for rainfall in North Punjab and Uttarakhand has also been issued. And that is the end of this news bulletin.